It's been around since before the Civil War, I continued. It's near the Mississippi, so it was a port city at one point. Now its biggest business is hog butchering. About 2,000 people live there. Old money and trash. Which are you? I'm trash. From old money. I smiled. He frowned. What the hell is going on? I sat silent, cataloging various disasters that might have befallen Windgap. It's one of those crummy towns prone to misery. A bus collision or a twister? An explosion at the silo or a toddler down a well? I was also sulking a bit. I'd hoped, as I always do when Curry calls me into his office, that he was going to compliment me on a recent piece, promote me to a better beat. Hell, slide over a slip of paper with a 1% raise scrawled on it. But I was unprepared to chat about current events in Windgap. Your mom's still there, right, Preaker? Mom? Stepdad? Half-sister born when I was in college. Her existence so unreal to me, I often forget her name. Emma. And then Marion. Always long gone Marion. Well, damn it, you ever talk to them? Not since Christmas. A chilly, polite call after administrating 3 bourbons. I'd worried my mother could smell it through the phone lines. Not lately. Jesus Christ, Preaker. Read the wires sometime. I guess there was a murder last August? A little girl strangled? I nodded like I knew. I was lying. My mother was the only person in Windgap with whom I had even a limited connection, and she'd said nothing. Curious. Now another one's missing. Sounds like it might be a serial to me. Drive down there and get me the story. Go quick. Be there tomorrow morning.